When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And The fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen, upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, back in the saddle again, realizing that my automatic pilot might be a bit delayed today because it's been longer than I usually is since doing a live show, because I missed the last live show that I was supposed to do because of the lower back and leg stuff I had going on, and I was physically not capable of doing the show. Anyway, I realized when I didn't do the show, of course I had to listen when I wasn't doing it as much as I could in the condition I was in, but the reason I'm mentioning it now, because yes, you can find us on Facebook as well as everything I mentioned. But then I also learned from Nathan when he was starting the show, you can listen a bunch of other ways too. and I don't really understand HDT radio and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, I am here and keeping us on the air. I was going to say, however, he's covering the bases for Mercury in retrograde to get us started. That would be Nathan Miller, our production engineer. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And I wouldn't doubt it if that was bullying you a little bit into having your autopilot be a little bit off this week as well. Of course, you got a couple things going on for you, but thankfully, we're here.
Well, yeah, we're all here, and things are working, and I'm excited to be back. And gosh, the sun is shining, and it is a, I also have a white roof and grass. It's it was very frosty up here. So we're still getting, or I'm still getting freezes at night. Unfortunately, Nathan, it has just been getting too darn nice and too warm during the days, and that's making stuff grow. However, I did not have to mow in February, which was looking like I might have to. I could have, had I been up to doing that. But, you know, you look out at my grass now and it's like, it's definitely growing, growing, growing. And there
seems like you got to mow every other day, right?
Well, I definitely could mow now. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. And I will hold off as long as I can till that, you know, first maiden voyage. I don't know. It seems like once you start cutting it, it starts growing faster. But it is
fertilizes
definitely
itself, probably.
Yeah, and I don't, and you know, it really is. It's only, well, it is. It is the 1st of March today, it seems like, though, Nathan, that winter has really decided it's over and that spring is coming in early. I mean, it's technically not spring for, what, 3 weeks?
Question is, did winter decide it's over, or did winter decide if it actually didn't really want to show up?
Yeah, well, I guess I Yeah, it feels to me, I mean, obviously, that we really didn't have winter. Now, I did have one snow here, and that was, gosh, I can't remember.
That was just after Christmas time.
What was that? Because I was just going to say, I can't remember if that was last year or this year, which is really a...
Or, no, actually, it was, I'm corrected, it was when I was coming back from my niece's birthdays. I knew it was having to do with one of the trips that I took out to Kentucky. Because I remember coming back and you said you got some... I was seeing snow crawling from the plane.
So when was that?
You know, that actually may have... I want to think... Now that I think about it, it was probably Christmas. As I remember coming back on the plane and looking out the window and seeing the snow falling from the clouds.
Yeah, because whenever it was, I was in the convergence zone, as you know, I often am, and I got the, 4 to 6 inches or whatever they were saying that the outlying areas might get. I mean, it didn't affect the roads or anything, but you know, I had a good 4 inches of snow covering everything, and it stayed cold enough in that period that the snow lasted for a week or more.
Okay. Then that had to have been Christmas, I think.
Yeah. But it was wasn't an issue. But it also happened during the night. So Robbie and I didn't get to go out and play in the snow or anything when it was fine. But so I guess I can't say that I really didn't have winter, because at least I was white once. But it sure.
You also are more Eastland and getting into the foothills ish, where the
I bought more hummingbird feeder heaters so that I could, you know, have enough heaters on the feeders that I wouldn't have to, you know, be pulling in feeders at night and then getting up to crack the dawn and putting them back out and all that sort of thing. And then when you know, we didn't get a big heavy freezes for long terms and get down below that 27 degrees when the hummingbird feeders will freeze. I think only, I don't know, maybe only been a few days through this whole winter cycle that it's gotten that cold up here. Anyway, so all of that, I got ready for everything and it didn't really happen.
Well, at least they'll be prepared for next year if it has some more significantly cold.
Yeah, I know
winter.
Now I've got a good system going, and I'll be ready to go next year, because you know the feeders, of course, once you get them, they are the heaters, they last nicely. So anyway, but I have to keep out, go look at my ferns and stuff, because I have to cut down, you know, cut the sword ferns before the new growth starts. But the, you know, wildlife and insects and reptiles and everything, all the wild critters that live out there, you know, use the ferns and stuff, you know, for their shelter during the colder months. So I do it at the last minute so that I don't destroy anybody's houses, winter houses. And now I'm in a dilemma, because now would be the time when I would pull down the old bird nests from last year on the eaves of my house. But this year, my big bird learning experience, which, you know, I went out that late at night, Nathan, and the old flycatcher nest from last spring, that's still above my garage door on the side of my house, I looked up and it was full of little wren tit birds, the little brown birds. And then I read about them online, and they look for places where a group of them can huddle up when it gets really cold. And it showed you how to put baskets in the trees and stuff for them, which I've got to stop by Wild Birds to see if they have anything like that I'll be able to put in for next winter. But now I'm in a dilemma. Do I pull the flycatcher nest down? Because they used it this winter whenever it got, you know, around freezing. That's where the wrens spend the night. And there's like 4 or 5 or 6 of them that get into this little nest. And then one of them doesn't fit, and he stands on the edge, and then they rotate. It was fascinating to learn about that. But I know that the flycatchers don't come back and use the same nests again. So I learned that I should take them down, and then they can build. But Now it's like, well, what if they don't build another one there?
Well, if they're liking it, I'd say keep it up.
Well, yeah, but then so anyway, that's my dilemma now. Do I take it down? And I just had a flash come in my mind when I was saying that to you, that I might be able to take it off, but save it. And then if the flycatchers don't build a new nest there this year, I could put the old one back up there before winter. Well, anyway, I might.
Well, as long as they haven't made it too much of a home, then I think if maybe you get, you know, rid of it before they really officially call it their home, they'll just be able to find another place to happily call home. But,
well, but I like seeing them up there, yeah. And it's such a great place for the wrens because it's so protected. You know, they can be in that nest. There's another flycatcher nest out in a tree 20 feet away from this one at the house, but that one you'd get rained on and snowed on and blowed and all of that sort of thing, whereas this other one, they wouldn't. Anyway, it's kind of a neat deal, and we have to remember, Nathan, it's the first Sunday of the month, and that means it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're going to be checking in with all of our regulars. Marilyn, Meow Cat Rescue, will join us in this hour. Eileen from Help Animals India will be here with us in the second hour. And then we've got Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org to start the 11 o'clock hour. And we will close out with the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga. Sita will join us this morning. And we'll hear about all the wonderful classes and events coming up at Ananda. So that will get us through this beautiful Sunday morning. Let's see. What else have we got? Well, I guess we already told you, if you're not aware, planet Mercury's in retrograde. So that means communications get messed up. And if anything's going to break mechanically, it's going to happen during a retrograde. Nathan is already covering the bases for us here. Hopefully he's worked out the Mercury in retrograde.
I'll take the shots.
Yeah, because what we do before we start the show is I record the promo. Nathan records me doing the promo for next week's show. And being that it had been 3 weeks since I've done this, I mean, usually I'm pretty good at it. And I used to be known as the one-take wonder around here for decades, but I'm not always that good anymore. But anyway, even after 3 weeks, one take, boom, it was really good. And then a few minutes later, Nathan says, oops.
And I mean, before you go any further, let's just say this.
Mercury retrograde strikes again.
Yeah, because guess what he did? He hit the delete button. Really? Come on.
Oopsie. Right.
So I will not be leaving immediately after the show. I have to record another promo because Nathan deleted the perfect one I did to start with. So there you go. So hopefully that's all took care of our karma and Mercury retrograde stuff for the show, so we won't have any more glitches and everybody will be on time and we'll have a great show. So, but it is still chilly out there because it's down in the low 30s still here. What's temperature doing down there? And well, I think we're just going to have a nice day, aren't we?
Of course, with the clear skies we had overnight, that's going to cause our morning to be quite chilly and frosty and bitter out there, but thankfully with the sunny skies, that also makes it during the day a lot warmer. So looking at sunny skies today, of course, and a high near 55, and overnight temperature is still getting close to but not at freezing. At least for the Seattle area, it's showing a low around 36 degrees overnight. And sunny skies also tomorrow, but starting on Tuesday and through Saturday, we're back into that rainy mode again.
Yeah. Okie dokie. And then astrologically, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. Don't sign contracts or make sure you read the fine print. Be very clear on anything you do.
Triple check. But
it's a good time to do all the re-things, you know, recheck, redo, write in pencil on your calendar because people forget and things have to change and get juggled and all that sort of stuff. But then also, there's also a lot of planetary stuff going on because yesterday, We had the big planetary alignment.
Oh, yeah, where all the planets in the sky were in line with each other. A big parade, as they like to say.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I have it. If you want to know about it, it's on my personal. Oh, that's right. It's not on this Facebook page. It's on my personal Facebook page. So if you just go to Martha Norwalk, you can find it there. It was yesterday, around 6 o'clock or something, 6:20. They say in the evening. So they say that you could, if it's clear, you can probably still see all of the planets aligned. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with the moon.
Everything except Pluto looks like.
Yep. So you can find that on my personal Facebook page. And then of course you can find Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook as well, and we got some cute things there. A wonderful story about an older Maine Coon cat. He's holding a stuffed animal in the picture. That's a wonderful story. And a current events item we'll hear about from Meow coming up. That's also there. There's also a recall that you might want to check out. At Go Raw expands its voluntary recall of Quest diet cat food. And it was sold in our state and on the West Coast, so I did post that. That's also on the Animal World Facebook page. So you can check those things out. And golly. Oh, also on the Facebook page. If you didn't know, some sad news and our prayers are needed. You know, my favorite animal TV is Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and which they're doing marathon shows and continuing to do on the weekends, especially Saturday. His shows are so great, the best vet in the country. Well, he's had another, and I didn't find out about it until just recently. He is fighting cancer again, stage 4 lung cancer. Has been going through chemo's, got radiation coming up. He's still working, and bless his heart. Anyway, I have that posted on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, so you can check in. You can also follow. I did not know he was on Facebook, and until it crossed my feed, now I'm following him, so I'm getting the updates and so forth. But we could really, someplace our love and prayers are really needed because he's. Of course, you know, he's one of the good ones, so can probably leave early and go home. But we need him to stay because he is the best vet in the country, and we need more vets following his example. Anyway, you can check that out on Facebook. Alrighty then. So I think before we get any more behind schedule, let's officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we will take care of advertisers, and it'll be time to talk to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So I am ready to do that. And just so you know, this part of the show, for the way I officially start the show is I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I do a couple little Saint Francis prayers for us and our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations chosen for their life-changing properties and power and effectiveness. And you can join me and say them along with me. Use them during the week, as I know many of you do, like I do. Or you can opt out. Not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Oh, boy, we got some work to do, folks. and hopefully you haven't been under a rock and you know that, but there's a reason why I'm not saying anything, because we're not going to get me started. Anyway, let us go ahead and raise the vibration around here and get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we get to our affirmations here, and each one chosen for their profound abilities at helping us in our lives here. Each comes from a member of our spiritual family. This one was an assignment for me from my spiritual family, Ananda. Say it out loud three times for a week, every day for a week. See what happens. Well, I'm still doing it. And it makes a huge difference. And I say each of these affirmations three times, and you are welcome to join me. Here we go. With affirmation number one, everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second one here comes from next week's guest. That would be Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And, you know, when Linda works with one of you on the air, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And it was so powerful for you guys. Y'all started calling me, telling me how it was working for you. I started doing it, still doing it. And now when I say this affirmation, when I talk about abundance, you can imagine abundance generally in your life, or you can imagine specifically the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Remember, there's power in your mind and how you phrase these things when you do them on your own. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty now, this next one also comes from the Ananda family, but the Italian division, and the affirmation I use for myself and my animal friends kind of keep us in alignment here. And here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one I use for myself and on my animal friends to keep us in alignment with, you know, Mercury's in retrograde and all the crazy stuff that's going on right now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, and then we conclude, you know, the longer affirmations with this last one, which is the Ananda Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one. And God's love, God's light remain the most powerful energies on the planet. And light always lightens up the dark. So here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then. Now, I always close kind of our affirmation ritual here with Dr. Nell's contribution. And I'm going to bring up again one of his more recent affirmations, because he sends out his newsletter the first Sunday of every month. And by the way, I did not see it this morning in my emails. May not have been out when I checked, but it should be coming out today. Anyway, because of the latest developments here over the weekend and the fact that we really don't know what's going to be happening now for a while. And, you know, that unknown stuff can be scary. And Dr. Nils did an affirmation recently that really helped me. So I'm going to add that in here before we end with the trust. So we're going to do this three times. Here we go. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. And now we conclude the affirmation ritual by, and you do this with me, cross your hands, place them over your heart, and repeat to seat this for the day and the week. I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, and it is time to take care of our advertisers, which we will do, and then we will begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Meow Cat Rescue is up first, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll be talking to them later today, 1130. The last half hour of the show, Sita will be joining us to tell us about all the great classes and events coming up, and I think one of the biggest classes of the year, I think it's yoga teacher training, is coming up. Anyway, we'll have all the details for you. And, of course, you know, when I'm not here, being an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems, I'll tell you, I'm not a good patient. There's something wrong with me. And it's only been a little over 2 weeks since the injury. Now, it kept me off the air 3 weeks just because of the timing. But, boy, I was down and out. And I have not been able to do any sessions in this 2.5 weeks that I've been recovering from this because I couldn't stand or sit long enough or work. But I'm doing so much better, and I'm excited to get back to work. I'm not quite 100% yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to be able to do my sessions this week. I had to stop taking new clients here for this couple of weeks because I've got to catch up with the ones that I've had to reschedule and all of that. So I'm working on that. But if you know somebody has problems with their dog friends, I would love to help them. And I'm just about ready to start scheduling more sessions in because my body's just about back to being able to handle it again. So anyway, you can always pass out my number. Tell anybody you know has got problems with their dogs. I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and they can reach me at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, we are ready to begin. Shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friend Sunday, and doing more than her share of carrying the weight in this department would be Marilyn Hendrickson, and she's representing Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, is the sun out at your house? I bet it is.
Oh, yeah, blue sky, sunshine, birds are chirping. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah. I think we got gorgeous going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, so for anybody that hasn't been here or might just be cruising around and just turned us on, give us a lowdown on Meow Cat Rescue.
Okay. Meow Cat Rescue is an animal shelter, a rescue organization, 501c3. We just celebrated our 29th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and we are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. We're across the street from Met Market, and on site we have cats and kittens, and in foster care we have cats, kittens, and dogs.
All right. And so the shelter's actually in that little Houghton Plaza, you know, across the road you're right from the Met Market. And people can come to the shelter to meet cats and kittens that are available for adoption. And is it 5 days a week now that you guys are open?
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 5.
Okay, and no appointments necessary. People can just drop by Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 5 in the afternoon. Is that right?
Yeah.
All righty. Now, I can't, Marilyn, one of the things I'm realizing, getting old is not for wimps, I'll tell you. There's so many things to adjust to. And that's why one of the reasons I haven't been a good patient here recently. It gets so frustrating, you know, because, and just in case you're young, like Nathan, Okay. When you get old, you don't change inside. You know, your mind and who you are inside your head and your body doesn't change. It's your physical body that does, and it gets real frustrating when it won't do the things it's always been able to do. And that's what I'm kind of realizing, you know, you don't, when you get to be my age, and if you don't do something for 2 weeks, that's really hard to get back doing it again. Anyway, I don't know. Oh, I know why I got off onto that tangent is Marilyn, because I can't remember. Before the pandemic, I can't remember what days you were open and the hours that Meow was open, because, you know, the pandemic messed everything up and we had to shut down and nobody could go anywhere. And so every place closed, and then you opened up again gradually. But now Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 5 in the afternoon, does that bring you back to kind of normal operations or what?
We're pretty normal, I would say. I know before the pandemic, one day we were actually open from like 11 to 7, but we're not currently doing that. But we're pretty much
back to where it was before, other than the just not quite as many hours as before the pandemic.
Yeah, yes.
All right, that makes sense. And then folks can prepare ahead of time for coming to meet cats and kittens because they can go on to the Meow website, right, and see pictures of the kitties and descriptions that are there. Is that right?
Yeah. So how it works generally is when we get new cats and kittens and they're available for adoption after they've been spayed and neutered and all of that good stuff, we put them on our website and also Facebook. We're very active on Facebook, and so people can kind of preview what we have. And I will say sometimes we don't have time to get everybody up on our website and then they just get adopted. But you can kind of
Well, that's good to know though. So if you're checking the Meow website, which is meowcatrescue.org, and you click on available cats and kittens or dogs or puppies to see, but not all of them are on the website because I guess, you know what, the turnaround must be so great that especially a lot of the kittens and litters and so forth are in foster care until they get, you know, all the work you just, you know, the spaying and neutering and get all their stuff done before they come into the shelter, that there just isn't enough time to get everybody photographed and up on the website. Sometimes they just get adopted too quickly.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. So you might, if you tune, you go to the website, say, oh, well, they don't have much. Nah, think again. They probably, you know, they got a lot more. They just aren't all up on the website. So definitely worth a trip to the shelter to see who's available. And then, you know, kittens, what is it, 3 to 5 months before they've gotten everything that they need and are available for adoption?
Yeah, and, it really depends on how old they are when they come to us. But the youngest kitten you would ever find at our shelter would be 3 months or 12 weeks. So
okay.
I know sometimes people come in looking for a little tiny kitten, and that we don't have because they've not been spayed, neutered, vaccinated, viral tested, all of that.
Right. And it really makes a lot of sense to have all of those bases covered, you know, The shelters and the rescues that do this, it's not, they're not trying to make things more difficult for you or not allow you to take young kittens. It's just that we humans are not very responsible. And, you know, if we were, we wouldn't have the horrendous overpopulation problem that we do, because we'd be more responsible spaying and neutering ourselves. But this is really the only way that shelters and rescues can guarantee that these cats won't go out into the world and continue the overpopulation program. So they have to be spayed and neutered before you guys adopt them out. And that certainly is understandable. I also think I've learned over the years that it really makes more sense to get a little bit older kitty because they've had a little more experience in the world. They're a little, you know, it's easier to know their personality and kind of who they are. Because cats can be as individual as humans can be in terms of personality and temperament and so forth. But I find it a good thing that we're adopting them a little later. And then I think, I'm looking at the clock, and I'm going to do my best here to keep us on time here, Marilyn. So let us take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And we'll come back and talk to Marilyn more about Meow. But also, Marilyn, I was checking out Facebook yesterday, and I found a Meow event that I didn't know about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I just found out about it on Friday, honestly.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about it.
So I'm right there with you because I just found out about it yesterday. So anyway, surprise, surprise, everybody. There's an amount, something special. So that's something we can talk about, can't we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take care of advertisers. And so now you all have to stay where you are because you want to find out what Marilyn's going to share with us and what the Meow events that I'm talking about that we've just discovered. So I'm going to repeat, stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers and more with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are actually winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested in doing that, we got some hot deals. And so shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then if you need some healing, emotional, behavioral, physical, all that kind of stuff, you need to know about Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center. And Jude is, she's a chiropractor, she's an acupuncturist, but she is actually on the creating level of the Acutonics, which is using acutonic forks on acupressure points and so forth. And I just got to tell you, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be as healed as I am if it wasn't for Jude. And I had to see her regularly for, you know, the first couple of weeks here. I can't tell you how phenomenal it is to work with someone that has the skills to determine what's going on and then how best to help. And then intuition on top of all of that. But she was able to determine exactly what was going on with me and stuff that has never happened to me before. And I did not understand. If it had not been for Jude, I'll tell you what I'd be doing. I'd be doing MRIs and all that stuff. I'd be on massive painkillers and muscle reactants and physical therapy forever. And who knows? I didn't have to do any of all of that. Thanks to Jude. And have you ever heard of a dermatome?
I've heard of a dermatologist, but not a dermatome.
No. Yeah, I'd never heard of one either, but I had it. That's part of what and the biggest issue. But apparently my lower lumbar spine rotated a little bit at L5, and then it's a nerve that, anyway, you can look them up, dermatomes, if you want to check it out. But, it just is a wonderful thing to know you're in the hands of someone that really understands bodies and how they work and align and all of that, and is so gentle and effective in the work that she does. I am so grateful. Anyway, you can check Jude out. She does have time for new clients, and she can work with you in person. Whispering Dragon Center is in Shoreline in her home, and so easy access, easy parking, and what a gift she is. And she can work with you remotely, too, which she had to do a couple times with me during this process. At any rate, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call if you want to set up a session, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are back with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And Marilyn, so you didn't find out about it till Friday. I didn't find out about it till yesterday, until it came across my feed. Let's talk about this event coming up. And folks, if you want to follow us, you can go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World, because I have it posted there. Whiskers and Wine, huh? In March.
Yeah. Who knew?
So what can you tell us about this event?
Yeah, so Whiskers and Wine, it's going to be an event that will take place every Wednesday for the month of March at a winery in Redmond. It's called the Melody Lynn Vineyard, and it starts at 4:30 p.m. I'm not sure when it ends, but it's 4:30 till probably like 6 or 7, and then you can support the business, and at the same time, 10% of all the proceeds will go to Meow.
Oh, isn't that fun?
We'll have representatives there to talk to you about what we do and our exciting future and all of that.
Any cats and kittens or anybody at the event, or just going to be Meow people there to meet and visit with?
Well, the third Wednesday in March is going to be our canine division day. So, our dog will be going probably, and dogs will be there that Wednesday, so that'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, that's March 18th. We'll support the dog division. So anyway, it's every Wednesday in March at the Melody Lynn Vineyard, in the Woodinville area, or the Redmond area. Melody Lynn Wine Bar in Redmond. And it starts at 4:30 every Wednesday, and proceeds benefit Meow. So if you are a wine drinker and want to have a glass of wine for the kitties, and on the 18th, the doggies, that's where you need to be. So how fun. All right.
Yeah.
So How in general is everything at Meow? Are you guys up to your eyeballs and overfloating? How are things in general going on right now?
Well, we've had so many adoptions in the last, I'd say, 2 months. And right now our shelter population is lower than normal.
Oh.
But I know, for example, tomorrow we have a group of kittens and cats going in to be spayed and neutered up at Everett Animal Shelter. And so then we'll have more next week. And then we have another spay-neuter day the following Monday, which is March 9th. So they're trickling in, and kitten season never really ended, but it's starting up big time again. So it's going to be a very busy season.
All right, and so you've already got a lot of kittens coming in, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
All right. And I do, of course, I want to thank you and catch everybody up who was following. We, Marilyn, did run into a wonderful kitty that our whispering dragon, Jude, adopted a kitty this, you know, recently. And Marilyn, Miss Bodie is, she's a pistol. So we are having to work really hard. You know, she is the lovely, wonderful, friendly, snuggly kitty that, you know, Jude wanted. She does do dogs. Unfortunately, she's just a little too dog aggressive. You know, she's dog. She's a tabby, kind of a Torby type tabby, and a real pistol. And she ran right up to the dog and bumped all over, you know, Jude's poodle and all of that. But Shanti is a middle-aged, perfect poodle, you know, and poodles don't like their world upset. And at first, you know, it was like, oh, a kitty. But then Shanti was being really gentle and investigating, and Bodie Kitty, she named her Bodie, came up and bumped and rugged and then swacked her in the face.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Bodie whacked Shanti a few times. So now Shanti's nose is out of joint. And now we're having to work at changing the way the dog feels about the cat, because the cat is great. But now the dog is depressed and so forth. So we're really working right now, Marilyn, to get this all, to get Bodie to calm down enough that the poodle will be happy again. It's something else. So, you know, but food for thought, everybody. You know, when you're adopting, think about everybody in your family, and do you want older or younger or middle-aged? Bodie is like a teenager, and a couple years, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, I think, around there. And so, you know, very active. But I'll tell you what, I'll remind you again, Jackson Galaxy's flower essences that he sells on his website, jacksongalaxy.com. That's been very helpful, Marilyn, because Bodie was getting up in the middle of the night, you know, and up and down and all of that. And Jackson makes a wonderful remedy called Quiet Nights, and it's for the cats that yowl at night and all of that sort of thing. Jude got some, and by golly, she just started using the flower essences with Bodie, and each night she stayed in bed a little longer and a little quieter, and now she's doing the night just fine. So those flower essences can be very helpful. And Jude is going to order the peacemaker solutions, I think, for Bodie and the poodle, so we can get them getting along together. Yeah, so you know, when you adopt new ones, there's always a transition period where you have to, you know, teach everybody how to get along. And I'm remembering now what it was like to have young cats, because you have to do a lot of kitty entertainment and flat catting and catifying environments these days to not have the issues we, you know, have sometimes had with kitties. Anyway, you can find a wonderful companion like Jude did at Meow. And you will be open, today is Sunday, so you'll be open this afternoon, right, from 1 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody special you want to talk about?
Oh, everybody's special. Everybody is very special. Yeah, and we do have some exciting news, and that is that we're going to be moving sometime this year.
Oh, really? That is big news. Where are you moving? Do you know?
Yeah, we're moving. It's still in Kirkland. It's actually just probably a mile north of where we are now. It's a little bit bigger. It's lovely. We're just waiting for the city of Kirkland and permits and such. So it'll probably be at least 6 to 8 months, but we will be moving probably in the fall.
Okay, but only a mile away.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. You don't anticipate anything changing, do you, with the move, mm-hmm. other than you'll just have a better facility than where you are now?
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And, oh, I know, I was going to bring up one thing that I learned with, Jude adopting, Cat from Meow. It really is one of the best deals you can get, because adoption fees are much lower than I thought they would be. And I think we talked about that last month, Marilyn, that I thought you'd be talking several hundred dollars to adopt cats, but it's only in the $100 range, and you get hundreds and hundreds of services included with your kid, like the spaying and the neutering and the vaccines and the viral checks and all of that sort of thing. The other thing is they come with a microchip, but I don't know if you know, Marilyn, but I haven't had to microchip an animal for quite a long time. My animals are all elderly, and Robbie has a microchip, but he got it as a puppy, and I don't have to pay. But anyway, what Jude found out, when she got Bodhi home and went to activate the microchip, you don't charge anything for the microchip, but the microchip companies charge. So did you know that when people adopt those cats, they have to pay to get those microchips activated and stuff?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's why I wanted to mention it to you, because that's the first thing that Jude found out is there's some and then it was not just minimal. There were fees involved in that. So, and that's something, if you're on a restricted budget and so forth, you should know about. And I was thinking that you might not know that. So can you check into the microchip thing for us to let me know?
Definitely.
Cool. All right. And so, everybody, remember that Meow Cat Rescue in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. They are open today from 1 to 5 p.m. So if you would like to check out the kitties and maybe bring one or two, because, you get those young kittens, it's good to bring a bonded pair in. And then they entertain themselves a lot more. You don't have to work quite as hard. But anyway. Marilyn, thank you so much for being here with us. Anything quickly you want to tell us about other than the wine event in Redmond?
No, I think that's just about it this time.
All righty. So you guys check it out, meowcatrescue.org online, and they're open from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. Marilyn, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again. My goodness, it'll be April. So talk to you in April.
Okay, all righty. Take care. Okay,
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. That means it is time to get ready for the love train. And boy, do we need it. Remember, God's love, God's light is the most powerful energy on the planet. We need to send it all over. If you have been under a rock somewhere and don't know, we presently are at war. And Operation Epstein Fury is happening as we go. So we got love to send everywhere all over the world. That's the best thing we can do is just send love everywhere, love and light. And let's see if we can't just raise the vibration. And I say, today, how about we focus on something a little bit different? Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet. Remember I told you he's fighting stage 4 lung cancer, is completing chemo, going into radiation. He's still working, bless his heart. Let's just conjure up all kinds of love and send it to, and it's Dr. Jeff Young. And he's in Colorado, Dr. Jeff Young from Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet on Animal Planet. And let's send lots of love to Dr. Jeff for a wonderful and full recovery. Now, I always remember, you don't get to opt out on the love train and dancing. We've got to get our energy going. Juices flowing. I can even participate today. Yay, yay, yay. So, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.